Can I get one last question?
So Keith feels better about his consolation
pie. First of all, I gave you the win because you said win.
Anyway.
Am I right or wrong?
He gave me the. See, you guys, I'm so glad everybody heard the whole show how it went. Keith was sad in the beginning. It was cheating. He was up 8-3. It was all good. I came back, and all of a sudden,
he didn't want to play no more.
And now he gave me the win.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Atypical.
Atypical Sports Radio Show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, let's just explain why Matthew's so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show with your hosts, Rob and Key.
What a one.
What up, my brother Key?
Man, just chilling, bro.
What's up, man?
You tell me. I've been gone for a shoot. I don't know. A couple weeks in my world. I don't even know what's going on in the sports world.
Here's a quick rundown. I wish I had a song I prepared. T.O. got signed. Ray Lewis, David Ravens.
Okay.
And U of A versus ASU.
I was here.
One more game. Our season saving.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the one we lost.
No.
I was here.
Okay, good.
I left that Wednesday.
Right, we lost that game. And then what else has happened? You know, people...
Kurt Warner
came back. Anquan Boldin still in limbo.
But there was some tragic news, too, that hit us. It was because it was on CNN about
Oh, man. Dude, seriously, that broke... I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But that broke me down, man, when they were talking about the story. And Bruce Cooper, who does news here on Channel 12, that's his son. I didn't even know his son played in the NFL.
Yeah, it's a trip, man. When you overseas and you disconnected, which I suggest everyone should do once a year, and you get the news when you come back, and it's kind of overwhelming because I got so much news. And, you know, I love sports because I'm a person that reads sports papers from all over the internet, and I get like 3 or 4, you know, sports magazines. So I'm trying to catch up on everything.
Right.
And but when you're over there, the island life's just so, like, whatever. Who cares
isolated,
about the world?
It's all about them.
It's like they have their own world. They have their own news. They have their own CNN. Like, what they concerned about still. And they will dwell on topics for months. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, it's like they their own country.
Like, they got their own thing.
I guess that would
be. You know what I'm saying? And they got their own country. They got their own music. They got their own culture. I mean, I love Jamaica for the fact because when you go there, you already got a head start.
You already got
a head start, man. You know what I'm saying? You go over there, you got a head start of what their culture is because everybody knows reggae music. You know reggae
Blood
music.
Clot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can name 5-10 dancehall artists.
Maxi Priest and Shaba.
Buju Banton. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, but who's my
Shabba
boy?
Shabba Ranks.
Hey.
Sean Paul.
Them don't worry me.
Super Cat. Shaka Demons and the Pliers.
Super Cat with Puff Daddy and Biggie. They sitting at that little table in the cafe.
Yep.
That was authentic
That was authentic. That's what I'm saying. See, that's Jamaica.
Right.
I mean, Biggie Smalls is Jamaican. Well, his mom was Jamaican.
Yeah, his mom's from Jamaica.
I was over there asking people, Tupac or Biggie, because they have their own battle, and I'll get to that. Tupac or Biggie, and 90% of them said Tupac, which surprised me because I'm thinking, hey, did you know, Biggie Smalls, Notorious Big, is Jamaican. Is he? Really?
Yeah.
They didn't even know.
Oh, they didn't.
I was like, really? I said, hey, his mom was Jamaican. She's from Trelawney.
Did you ask him again after that, and they was like, Biggie?
No, they would say, oh yeah, Biggie's my artist. Like that, you know how they say that's my guy or whatever? They would say something like, Biggie's my artist. That's my artist.
Oh really?
You know what I'm saying?
See,
like,
but Tupac is kind of thug, you know?
They love it.
Like that,
yeah, they love
like
it.
Grimy.
See, what's going on right now was a beef between Cartel, Vibes Cartel, and Mavado. And they had this big sting.
Wait, the watch Mavado?
No, the dude's name is Mavado, M-A-V-A-D-O, but it's pronounced like Mavado.
Really?
Those are nice watches. Very nice timepieces.
Very nice timepieces.
I wonder if he knew that when he called himself
probably
that name.
He didn't know that.
He knew that.
It's hard to pull Mavado out of a hat
because his name is David Brooks. And
if his name was David Mavado,
Miss so special. So they had their whole battle clash. It was called The Clash, and they still talking about
it to this day. The Clash
with a K.
Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah. Sharif don't like
that
it.
That is not their word.
That's The Clash.
It is not called Sharif don't like it.
Document, Mike.
Who is Sharif and what don't he like?
Omar Sharif.
Don't like it.
this song came out in the late 80s, Omar Sharif. You know,
the
Omar
old
Sharif,
actor.
You know, he was a shit. Was it Omar Sharif?
Oh, man, you exposing yourself, dude, right now. You better get this right,
but
dude.
But it's Omar Sharif. I think he was like a either a cartel or he was real. He was notorious. And he was the one controlling oil or something back then, if I remember correctly.
Omar Sharif Amor.
Dude, no, my Sharif Amor. But
Sharif Amor.
No, dude, seriously. So Omar Sharif was one. So that's why the Clash came out. Okay, go back to the Clash. But Mike, I thank you for playing that cut because I know that I represent the Michael McDonald a little bit. So I'll give you a little Clash. Throw it off a little bit. Go ahead, man. Tell me about the Clash between Movado and Cartel.
See, Movado and Cartel. Cartel and Movado used to be in the alliance, like I think 3-4 years ago. And Cartel broke away from the alliance because he had beef with Bounty Killer. So when he left the Alliance, it's kind of like Ice Cube leaving N.W.A., you know what I'm saying? But see, because Cartel used to write lyrics for a lot of the people on the Alliance. I mean, mm-hmm. if you Wikipedia this and you look at the whole history of the Alliance, there's like 10 dancehall artists. So when they left, they was making diss songs back and forth. So, I mean, you know, we're going to settle this at the Sting. It's this annual reggae festival. We're going to get on the stage. We're going to go line for line, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
So the bottom line is Cartel. You know, they said Cartel was the last man standing because he kept going and going. And Movado kept saying, level, level, check, check. And he ran out of lyrics. But see, they say Cartel has so many lyrics. So then Cartel, 3 hours after this thing, wrote a song called I Am the Last Man Standing, Barbershop Interim. He said, you wound like a wounded dog. Broke Usain's record. Don't run, Baba Boy. Don't run. It's real hip hop, dude. Because what made it so real hip hop is it's a clash, and everybody loves MC battles. But what made it real is Cartel wrote a song and put it on the radio 5 hours after this thing.
Like Jay-Z did with Nas and Ethan.
Yeah.
When Jay-Z put up the Angie Martinez was like, hey, play this right now.
Yeah, and the whole thing was like, because Cartel came up dressed as like a, because Cartel's nickname is Gaza.
Okay.
And Movado's nickname is Gully Side. So Gaza, you could go to Jamaica right now, you say Gaza or Gully Side, you'll have a 10-minute conversation with any Jamaican. They'll stop what they're doing, working, driving buses, cutting lawns, doing whatever they do. They'll have a conversation and tell you why it's Gaza or Movado. But see, you know I'm leaning towards Cartel.
Of course.
Cartel, because he got this song called The Romping Shop with Spice. They put this, it's just old school hip hop where you just take a song, like they took Neo's song Independent Woman and they just put their own lyrics on it,
right?
And the song's better now,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And he said stuff like, you know, Gully came up to the stage with 2,000 people. He bring, I just come up here with a shorty. He came up with this girl,
right?
When Movado brought 2,000 people and he still ran. So if you watch the YouTube, and if you watch the YouTube, you'll see Movado run and then Cartel saying, come back, Baba, come back, Baba, come back, Baba. And then in the song, he says, turn on to the YouTube and watch the film. Man,
wow.
I'm so motivated right now. Did you see? You notice my beard?
I have never seen.
Did you notice my beard?
I didn't want to say anything. I walk into the Phoenix Studios. No, actually, I'm already here in the Phoenix Studios doing some stuff, some pre-show stuff.
Yeah.
And my boy Key walks in here looking like a brother with a beard. I've never seen.
Look like Music Soul Child.
I've never seen a brother with a beard, Keek, with a beard and a full mustache right now.
Not what we're looking and, like a young Marvin or an old Marvin.
In every lyric of Jamaican lyric he does, his dreads grow a little long. I'm telling you out there, people, he got dreads. So, no, he don't. But
I ain't got no dreads. No, man. But you don't want over there looking like a Rasta boy.
That's how they end, boy.
Yeah,
I don't have no accent.
Yeah, but it was lovely, man. The ceremony went great.
My fault, dude.
You know what, though? I mean, we talked about that off record. And this is, that's a private moment. So I don't, I mean, it's not like I don't want to share it to my listeners, but I don't think it's fair just to wrap it up in a couple sentences.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do got the DVD. I want to show you. You going to the reception?
Yes. I thought he was about to slang this DVD on the air right now. He's like, we do got that DVD, $9.99. Hit up Key and Kasha.
You know you want to hit up our wedding site. You know what I'm saying?
Buy that DVD, $9.99. Throw something over toward the bride, over toward the Holmeses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. It was great to have you back, though. We already talked about that. But what you did miss, though, seriously, dude, What you did miss is the World Baseball Classic. That's all you did. You've been
missing. I'd rather watch cricket.
I know you'd rather watch cricket. But like we spoke before in our trivia contest, oh, I wanted to know, did you, when they, you said that they was watching cricket. Y'all didn't hear this, but you told me that that's,
oh, they was
that's
watching cricket
there.
For like, dude, you know, cricket matches last 4 to 5 days. So the match that was going on was the West Indies. They just take all the all-stars.
Without stopping? 45 days without
stopping? No, they stop, but then they come back like the score, like the, like you go to bed and the game's not over. Like, oh, you know, the score is this and that.
Really?
We got to wake up and do this. But I guess it's kind of like a 5-game series.
Oh yeah, like a 3-game series.
Yeah,
or
but
golf
tournament. But I don't know how it. I don't know it. It,
yeah.
Like the scores would say 585-10. I'd be so confused. And they was watching it because it was the West Indies versus Great Britain. So it was like the all star of all stars,
right.
And they was out there doing their thing. And they was just, they stopped what they doing. Three things will stop a Jamaican doing what they doing. You talk about Gaza and Gully. You talk about cricket. And you talk about something else I can't mention right now. They'll stop what they're doing. They'll stop work, man, and do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a laid-back vibe, though, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm going to teach you something right here. This is how you do it. You go right here, boom,
right.
With the handshake.
Uh-huh.
Boom, you take the thumb right here. No. You take my thumb right here. It'll go. You snap a thumb, one, two. Dude, what are you trying to thumb wrestle me, dog? It's not that aggressive, dog.
I don't think this is very exciting for the listeners.
I'm trying to teach you something.
Okay,
boom,
I'm learning a handshake.
Boom, and
right
then you go 1, 2, 3. Then we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it smoother this time. You ready?
This is
like
fun.
This. Boom, boom. Peace, love, unity. Yeah, man.
Okay.
And you do that, so you win. You win. You already in anyway, though. But see, I'm teaching you because if you go to Jamaica and you don't do it, they might stab you. They'll call you a bleacher.
Why? Because I look Jamaican.
They'll call you a bleacher.
Because I look Jamaican and I don't represent.
Yeah. Bleacher is like an Oreo, but you bleach in your skin.
Wow. I've learned so much in so little time.
But you know, I mean, I'll do anything. And I will keep talking till you make me start talking about this World Baseball Championship. You still dying. Is Ken Griffey on the team?
No, but he's thinking about it.
Dude,
he think he might be getting triumph in return.
They ain't thinking about him.
But that's all right, though. Hey, but World Baseball Classic, I'm a fan. People gonna out there like my co-host right here hating, but I love the World Baseball Classic, man. I like the fact that different countries playing, and I like the fact that, you know, like, seriously, Netherlands beat Dominican Republic. You can say what you want. David Ortiz, they had everybody but A-Rod was on that team. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they had Dominicans who were bald. Hanley was on there.
Yeah.
I mean, but the Netherlands had more heart. It's like, it shows like anything. It's kind of like for certain sports, certain teams just don't show up because they don't think, you know, they don't, we got it. But the Netherlands, man, they playing for it right there, man.
I don't like the format.
Fine.
I don't like the way they set the thing up.
Fine.
I don't like the fact that a team can go 2-3 in a pool and then mess around and then win the last two games and win a championship. It's really a championship. Are they really the best team in the world?
At that time, yes.
Of March, before spring training?
Dude,
I just want it to be a little bit more at stakes. How about they just put up like $100,000?
I just
want to see people just make money or something. Like,
line them up in firing squad if you lose your shoes.
Something where they just hummingbird heart is coming out for real. I don't feel like that. But you know what? I take that back. They are invested. I do see them out there celebrating like
little
kids.
That's what I understand. When you watch it, that's the whole thing. The emotion of it. Them dudes ain't just sitting on the bench, man. Even Americans, they was sitting on the bench. When Adam Dunn hit his second home run, they was hyped. Jimmy Wall was like, man, I was watching it while he's doing. Man, it was hype, dude. You gotta watch it, man. See, the whole thing is, if you sat down and watched,
I watched.
You need to
wait till the
Final Four.
You better hope USA make the Final Four.
Man, they will make the
ESPN
Final Four.
ESPN hoping they make the Final Four.
Oh, well, they will make the Final Four because they didn't represent last time.
But I want them to be the last team standing.
Yeah. But anyway, so when we come back for Atypical Sports Show, we got a couple things we want to talk about. We're going to talk about how the Suns really probably are done.
Oh, man, I went to that game last night.
I know. You might want to talk about that, but we will talk about a little bit more about this. No, actually, we're going to talk about the Suns. For real, let's do that.
Yeah, we're talking about the Suns.
All right, then, come back, Atypical Sports Show.
Man standing, rifle shot, move the goalie,